Good morning, good evening, good night. Whoever you are, wherever you are, I'm Tishy Nitre.
I'm Ashley Harris.
I'm Hannah Payne.
And I'm Lily Gerdeson.
And we are seniors at Southwest Tech.
Yeah, we're done. It's our last quarter. As we finish quarter three, we're starting quarter four. It's time to think about college and what we're going to do in our future. And it's around the corner. It's not something that's a faraway thought anymore.
And that is really scary because for the past 4 years of high school, 3 years of middle school, and like 5 years of elementary school, it's always been so far away, like figuring out where you wanted to go, like figuring out what you wanted to do with your life. When people asked you, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? It was okay that you said, I don't know yet. And now it's like, well, you are going to start in a couple months. You have to know.
You are grown up.
You can't say I'm going to be a princess anymore.
I mean, some people can, but. And a whole like cliche about senior year was that it goes by super fast. And people told us that while we were juniors. And we were like, oh, I bet it'll be same school year, go in every day, get tired of it. But it's so crazy how fast it has gone. Like, I did not believe anyone when they said that. But now we're in the spring of our senior year. And it's felt like we were in school for maybe 3 months, maybe 2 months. Like, it has not felt like this long.
We only have, like, a couple weeks left.
Like, ten.
Ten weeks. That's nothing.
That's nothing. It'll go by so fast, and it's genuinely so scary.
And there's so much going on in the next 10 weeks.
Like, with clubs from, like, classes just finishing up. Some people are in, like, AP classes that's coming up.
What are you guys most excited for?
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
A lot of senior activities. Yes. What's the biggest one for all of you guys?
Of course. Being a fashion student, prom is exciting because you get to pick out a fancy dress. But I still have to go shopping for mine, so we'll see.
Yeah, and even still being a fashion student, we have our capstone. We have to make our design, and we have to show the world we learned something over the past 4 years.
We learned a little bit.
Just a little bit.
And then you have, like, literally graduation.
I'm so excited for graduation.
We have to walk across a stage in front of, like, couple thousand people.
I'm gonna cry.
I'm gonna probably pee my pants while I'm out there. You know how terrifying that is?
Well, all of senior year is just terrifying.
It's so much, and I feel like there's no stop. There's no breaks. There's genuinely no breaks. I feel like that's also a reason why it's gone by so fast, is because you are doing stuff. Like, first you're applying to colleges, then you're figuring out that you're into colleges, and then so there's like club trips and stuff. And then by the time you're back from all those, and then with, like, classes in between all that, then you're getting ready for graduation.
You're walking the stage.
You're good. Walking the, and then it's over.
You're done.
There's always a next step. There's always a next thing. You finish something, there's something else I have to worry about.
There was a grade after. There was always something after. Now it's like, okay,
you can literally
go to college or get a job.
Pack up and move. Let's go.
Like, get out of your house.
You're an adult. It's over. Okay, you got to figure it out for yourself now. Mm-hmm. And like, personally, I'm super overwhelmed.
It's insane how much has been going on recently. And, like, you're trying to find a balance with everything, but there is no way to find a balance right now. It's gotten so overwhelming and so stressful that taking time to film this podcast was difficult. Like, finding time during the day that you can just do a simple assignment has become so difficult.
And each of us only have 5-6 classes. We have open periods.
We have multiple open periods.
I'm spending them working on other assignments, working on major projects, club activities. I'm staying in my car because I have a club after school.
Like,
there's never a stopping point.
For the past 2 weeks, I haven't used any of my open periods. I've been here, and then I go home, and then I'm just working on more stuff. And then on the weekends, just work on more stuff. Again, I feel like that's why it has gone by so insanely fast, because there are no, like, weekends where you can just sit and do nothing like there has been before.
I think that's a you guys thing.
Oh, maybe.
Okay, I'm doing a very nice job at managing myself and what I want to do and what I want to accomplish, even if it's for fun or for school. And also, I think the big difference between you guys and me is that you guys are working on your club stuff, which is obviously, go you guys. You guys are doing awesome. But the big thing is that I go home, I go rest during my opens, and then I go start my job. I think that is one of the biggest, like, differences between each of us at the table, is that we all have different workloads.
Mm-hmm. Girl boss.
Yes, I am a girl boss. Thank you.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's crazy to think that in 10 weeks, like, all of our peers could be, we could all be anywhere. Like, Tishy, you're going to be across the country.
So I got into, so I'm pursuing fashion design, like, as my career, apparently. Yeah, that'll be easy. Not picking, like, the hardest thing. But, yeah. So I applied to a bunch of different schools. Like, I worked on my portfolio. I made a bunch of pieces. I drew a bunch of pieces. Like, the beginning of the year was heavily focused just on that. And then I sent them off, and then I waited a couple weeks, and then I heard back. And luckily, I got into all the ones I applied for. And that's a really great opportunity. But now I actually have to pick where I'm going. And I did not expect it to be this hard. Because some people, they have, like, their dream school. Like, some people are like, oh, I'm going to go to Yale. Like, okay, great for you. I did not. I'm not going to go to Yale. So I'm trying to, like, weigh the pros and cons of each of these schools. And it's been really difficult. And I recently toured a fashion design college in New York City. And for those of you who don't know, New York City is kind of far away from Las Vegas.
Just a little bit.
It's like a couple minutes, you know, yeah. Little drive.
7-hour flight, nothing.
Yeah, so it's been a lot, and it's been really scary that it's like, well, in a couple months, you might go here. And it's never been this close before.
And it's hard to think about it because you're going to be far away from your family. The people for the past 12 years have helped you when you've been stuck on an assignment. The teachers who helped you over the past 4 years, because we've all had the same teachers. Mm-hmm. And then it's gone.
It's completely gone. And all of my family lives over here. I have, like, a couple people in Vermont and, like, Boston and stuff like that. But that's not going to be easy for a college student to take that train ride, take, like, a small plane. Like, it's not going to be simple to go to the people who can support me. And I'm essentially going to be all alone on the other side of the country. For the first time in my life, I'm an only child, so I've lived with my parents, just the three of us, for 18 years. And now it's just going to be one, just me, in a college dorm without anyone. But I will be pursuing what I love doing, so hopefully that'll help, but it doesn't help the nerves at all.
Yeah, and I know, Ashley, you're kind of making some decisions right now, so if you want to tell us.
College has always been something where I dabble in the idea for a little bit, and then I say, I'll make up my mind later. And even when I was doing college applications, I was like, this college seems like an option. I'll make up my mind later. I'll just apply. I'll make up my mind later. And I was hoping that I would get denied or waitlisted from schools so that the option would be easier, and it's like, okay, well, you applied to four places, you got denied from, like, one or two, now you have, it's a slimmer choice. That didn't happen. I got it everywhere that I was like, okay, I can see myself here.
It's now too good.
It's a lot of choices. But I think the biggest issue for me right now is the fact that I'm looking at two schools, San Diego State University and the University of Oregon. San Diego State is very close to friends, family, home, and Oregon is kind of like in the middle of nowhere in the sense that I have no one there, similar to you, Tishy. Mm-hmm. It's far from home. It's not a 6-hour car drive like San Diego is. It's a flight, and then Eugene is in an area where there is not very, it's not a big airport, it's not an international airport, so you have to be very selective with, like, the flights. So it's not an easy journey home. Yeah. So that's, like, the big thing is do I choose somewhere where I have support, or do I choose somewhere where I can, like, picture myself, like, just, like, enjoying the things that
but
I...
is that enough?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah, so that's... sorry, that's one of the major themes, I think, as being a senior is, like, making decisions on your own.
It's up to you at this point.
Yeah.
You gotta figure it out.
Like, for the first time in our lives, we're making these, like, major life decisions without anybody else, and it feels scary, honestly.
And speaking for, like, on my behalf, I'm very fortunate to be able to have these kinds of options, because I know for other people, it's like, well, do I go to CSN or do I go to UNLV? Because not a lot of people have the opportunity to even consider going out of state, or maybe even consider going to college in the first place. And I just, like, want to acknowledge that I'm very privileged, and I'm very fortunate to be able to think about having my options, even, like, just having options, period.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
And I know it's just difficult because you're trying to make a decision and they're very different things.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to compare colleges. Like, you think that it would be so simple to compare two colleges on a list, but it's really not. Like, if it was easy to compare, we would all know where we're going right now. But no, it's still kind of up in the air. We're still trying to decide, and it's so difficult.
And it's a decision you have to make by yourself.
It really is.
My parents can say that, oh, I think you're going to do better at this university rather than this university. My aunts and uncles can all say the same thing, but it's up to me. Because mm-hmm. I'm going to be the one who's happy. I'm going to be one at the school. It's not just some, oh, where do you want to go to dinner? Like you said earlier, this is a major life decision. But I also think we put a lot of pressure on it because we can say, I'm going, for me personally, I can say that I'm going to go to the California Lutheran University where I can be a competitive swimmer and study my major and do all this. But if I hate it, after 1 year, I can transfer. I can go to the University of Utah. That's my other option. I can go to a big school. I can forget about swim and I can still study my major. It's something we're passionate about. That's our career. But the college can change.
The college, it seems like such a huge choice right now, and it is, but like in a couple months, once we're settled into our dorm, we're going to be like, wow, I was so insanely stressed for a whole year of my life when it's just like, oh, this is a nice school. Oh, this has classes I want to take. Oh, I made some friends.
Yeah, and for anyone who is not a senior and is maybe like an underclassman listening, our biggest piece of advice to you is to tour. Tour schools.
Definitely.
Because mm-hmm. if I said, I'm going to go to the University of Oregon, and thank God I toured it, but if I went there and I was like, I hate the small town feel, I hate everything about this school, then like you're going to regret everything in you for not going to door to school.
If on the first day of orientation, you get there and you're looking around and you're like, oh my God, I hate this. Mm-hmm. You're going to be stuck there for a while. It's not an easy thing to transfer schools. It's definitely possible if that's what you need to do, but tour schools if you can. That is probably the most important advice. Like, I just toured the school in New York and I'm getting more comfortable saying that I could go there, but if I didn't tour it, I would still be trying to choose from 9 schools. And that's insane. And now I'm like, oh, okay, I think I like this one. It narrows it down so much.
Yeah, and like when you set your foot on like the right campus, you feel it, you know it. And I had that half of that feeling in the University of Oregon, right? And it's just a little bit scary. And thank God I'm also touring my other options very soon. So I'll know. You'll know.
Hannah and I were talking earlier how a lot of people are like, oh, this was the perfect school for me. Like, I felt it in my bones. When I stepped on foot, like, or when I stepped on campus, it was a magical, life-changing experience. Mm-hmm. Hannah and I, I've just toured one school.
I've toured a couple.
You've toured a couple. And
never felt that.
I don't know if I felt that. I really like my school. Logically, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, yeah, this will probably be a good fit. This is logically a good option. But then the other half, I'm like, wow, this is so far from my family. This is so far from my friends. And it's really, really scary. And that's kind of taking away from some of the magic of it because I'm being realistic about it. I'm being like, wow, this won't be a really easy transition. This will probably suck for a while. This will not be fun for a while. And it's tough when you're at a school, you're touring, you're with the tour guide, you're getting all the pamphlets, you're looking at the bookstore for sweatshirts, and then you're like, this is scary. This is not going to be fun. I'm moving away from my entire family.
It's not what it's like in the movies. It's not you step on campus and you're like,
this is it.
It's not.
No.
I've toured so many campuses, and people say, oh, I fell in love with the campus, but that's you. That's not me. I like the idea of going to college, and I like the idea of being independent because it's something I have the ability to do, like Ashley was saying earlier. But I'm walking on all these campuses, and I'm like, it's cool.
It's nice.
But it's not what I'm used to.
It's completely different. Mm-hmm. Like, I know Southwest, when we first started going here, I always remember hearing, oh, it's set up like a college campus with all the different buildings. Mm-hmm. They're trying to get you used to it. And then when you're actually like on a college campus, you're like, oh, I guess it's a mini college campus, but it's so different, and it's going to be so difficult to get used to. But on the other side, you will get used to it. Those first couple months will be scary and will not be fun, and you'll probably cry a bunch of times, but then you'll get into the hang of it. Like, when we first got into high school, like, it was scary. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know people. You may know some people from middle school, but it was scary. But college, I feel like, is that, like, times a billion.
Bigger scale.
It's so much bigger, and it's so much scarier because your entire life, you're putting this pressure on it. You're like, oh, I'm going to go to college. I'm going to take these classes. And it seems so, like, dreamlike and magical. And then you're touring it, and you're like, wow, is this really... It's scary. It doesn't feel perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also am someone who kind of thinks about it logically. That's where most of my thought process is going. But it's also in the sense that there is always somewhere where you will be able to imagine yourself. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like just the town or just the college.
Yes. next year, I'm planning to stay in state this next year. And going to UNLV. Growing up, or like ever since ninth grade, you know, you meet with your counselor, and you're like, and she's like, oh, what are you interested in? What do you want to pursue? And like every single time, I've just been like, oh my gosh, I don't know, or like, oh my gosh, I'm interested in so many things, but like, how could I pick one thing? So even today, I feel like I don't know where what my final career is going to look like or what that's going to be. So next year I'm staying in state and going to UNLV. I'm a competitive rock climber and have been ever since I was 9 years old, and that's like my passion, that's my love. And this next year is my last year in the youth circuit, and I think it'll be awesome to just like close out my final year being at home, being on my team, and just getting to rep Vegas as a youth one more time. So that's a big part of it too. But
and yeah. With the college experience, it's so crazy how different it is for everyone. There's like, I feel like when you're younger, there's like very specific steps you have to take. And then as you start taking those steps, there's like a billion different branches of each of those steps. And you're like, I know what is maybe going to work for me. And then the three people next to me have completely different plans. Mm-hmm. So it's so hard to figure out what's right for you because you have no one that's like doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. You have no one to really talk to about your experience because their experience is completely different and they might not get it. And again, like we said, it's down to you. There's only one person making this decision. There's only one person who can really like think this through, and it's just you. And that's scary.
It's a scary idea, but it's something we've kind of been prepared for. Mm-hmm. We write our college essays and our scholarship essays, and we know it's all coming, so it just comes down to what we're going to do. We'll each figure it out. It might be stressful, but at the end, hopefully we're happy with our choices, and it'll be done. Mm-hmm. Graduation, May 24th, last time.
We'll walk the stage, and I think by then we'll all have a pretty good idea.
Yeah. And I also want to say how funny it is. And everyone's like, oh, we're going to graduate. And then the second we walk away from the venue that we're graduating at, we're never going to see half of you guys again.
Oh, never.
Not even
never.
Like three quarters. Like, I could very likely like not talk to any of you guys the second I get off of that stage. Like, ever
thank,
again.
Thank you, Ashley.
You're welcome.
I'm glad do that these years of friendship like, have meant so much to you.
Oh, yeah.
And since I can't the wait second for that. Grade.
Bye.
Yeah. And it'll all end May 24th.
Yeah, me and Hannah have known each other since first grade. That's
so crazy.
Wow.
Just throw it all away.
Think about it, actually. All. Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. That's almost crazier than college.
That field trip we went to, like second grade, Hoover Dam, we did that together, ooh. Hannah.
Yes,
we were in it together.
We're going to walk across the stage, too.
Wow. That was really deep, you guys.
Thank oh, yeah.
And I feel like being in Nevada, a lot of kids, they'll end up going to UNLV or UNR. That's what's common. And it's kind of crazy hearing kids that are going to, I have a friend that's going to UNR, and he's like, oh, all my friends are going. It's like, wow, that'll be so much fun for you. You already have a roommate picked out. You already know who you're going to eat lunch with. And then no one I know is going to my school. And that's the case for a lot of kids. But that's also, it's completely different. It's so crazy how every single situation is going to be different.
It's also like the fact that, you know, you came to, let's say you came to Southwest on the first day of your freshman year, and you're like, I have my middle school friend group with mm-hmm. me. You're not, Who at this table is still, besides you two, who at this table is still friends with their best friend in middle school? Let's say your second best friend, Tishy, and your second best friend.
I didn't have a second best friend.
Yeah, oh, okay. I kind of had the one, and now we're leaving each other. That's another thing. We have these friendships, and we have these support systems, and then they're kind of gone. Everybody assumes me and Tishy are going to go to the same school.
And we're not.
We're not.
And they're oh, my gosh, how are you guys going to survive?
Because it's our own lives at the same time.
Like, we can be best friends, but still know that it's best for us to take separate paths, and that's completely normal and healthy. And then other people are almost making it worse. They're like, how are you going to survive? How are you going to do it? And it's like, well, thank you for it's not being like me independent. Like,
yeah, we it's have to be what you have to do at some point.
Yeah, the point is that regardless, even if you have friends or you're going alone, there's going to be a big change. And I think you're obviously going to be kind of like submerged in like a new reality. And like, even if that means like you meet your new friend and then you kind of like distance from your other friend, then, you know, that's like, it happens, right? Yeah. You're 9 times out of 10 not going to stick with the same people. And obviously that's not like discouraging, but like, it's a little bit of the reality.
Everyone, like, I feel like some people kind of brag. They're like, oh, yeah, I'm rooming with my best friend. And then a couple years later, just watch, they will never talk to that person again. They're like, oh, yeah, freshman year, I hate that person now.
Yeah, I feel like those who go through, like, these big changes at first have, like, a really great opportunity to make their lives, like, a lot different, a lot better. They just have more of an opportunity to discover themselves or like change themselves as a person.
Mm-hmm. It's really an opportunity to do that. That's the point of college, is to become who you're going to be for probably the rest of your life.
It's really what we have to consider, and it's different for each person, and it's a big change. So before we end this out, I just wanted to know, like, what's your one piece of advice for everyone as they go into senior year, or if they're getting ready for college, or just really anything about high school? So, Lily, what do you think?
I think, like, have a blast senior year. This is such a unique time, such a unique year, and you're never going to have anything like it again.
My advice would probably be, like, go with the flow, accept changes as they come, because even if you're not going to go to college, this time in your life, there are so many moving parts, and nothing's for sure ever. Like, and right now, it's so scary because you're putting yourself out there for the first time in your life, pretty much. And then you might get rejected, or you might get accepted to a school that you never really thought about. And then just go with it. Like, everything you can change once you get there. Just go with the flow. Accept things as they come. Like, everything... this sounds stupid, but everything will probably turn out okay, like it does for most people. It, like, just have some faith and, like, work through it as the problems come.
Do what you want. And because you, like, take the time to, like, go on, like, a date with yourself or go out with friends, have a time out and, like, go eat. Right, that was my favorite thing of senior year, is having a car and being able to, like, go eat with friends. Just do what you want. Like, even, like, a bad grade is a bad grade kind of thing. And obviously that's not, like, saying, ditch your grades. Go do whatever you want. But it's at the same time, only you know what's best for yourself. And if what's best for yourself is sitting in your room studying all day, and that's what you want to do, then do it. If what's best for yourself is, you know, like, going out to Target at 9 p.m. with your friends, and that's what you want to do, then do it.
Yeah, I really just agree with that, because my biggest piece of advice is do what's best for yourself, kind of in the same way, but also, like, don't care what other people say.
No.
It doesn't matter.
You have to get past that.
And I think all of us didn't really learn that until senior year.
I agree.
But I think everybody needs to know it at a younger age. Like, yes, that was your best friend in middle school, but they changed. So do what's best for yourself and leave that friendship. It can hurt. I'm not leaving you, Tishy. Okay, don't worry.
This is a break. This sounded so targeted. Into a break of
leave
video.
Your best friend.
This is just like my subtle, like, take. I'm just like making sure I can leave you. No. It's do what's best for yourself and don't care what the other people think.
No, you have to. I feel like senior year, you're so focused on your future. You're so kind of focused on yourself, not in a bad way, but like, you are the only person that matters this year, really. Mm-hmm. And you're so focused on figuring out what your life holds, that the little things like, oh, I like at lunch, I'm going to sit alone one day. People are going to think I'm weird. It's like, no, no one cares.
No one cares. Just sit there. We all have our own issues.
Sit there at lunch alone and do some homework. Like, get it done. Do what's best for yourself and just try to like let those like intrusive thoughts like go, because you get to a point where they don't matter at all.
All that matters is you.
Really.
Really. So I think that's all we have. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll see you guys at graduation.
Okay. Yeah, nothing in between here and graduation. I'll see you guys in like 2 months, guys.
Yep, May 24th, next meeting.
Okay, that's it, Coyotes.
We'll catch you on the flip side.